Watcher, and the inevitable big, big welcome to this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. We're going to start with something from the brand new Abdullah Ibrahim album. I say something, it could be anything. This is a stunningly good album. Recorded in March 2019 at the Herzheim Concert Hall in Suhlenhuben, Germany. It's on the Enja label and called Dreamtime, and all solo piano numbers by Abdullah Ibrahim. Can't recommend this album enough. Stunning, as I mentioned in the intro. I chose Cape Town District 6. Abdullah wrote all 20 of the songs on this CD, many of them compos from his past, but reworked here in this hour-long uninterrupted recording, almost a medley rather than 20 individual songs. By the way, the Herzheim Concert Hall, audience-less on this occasion, is Abdullah's favourite venue. He now lives just a few miles from it. Kilometres, I should have said, of course. It's in Bavaria, and we leave Germany for a mobile studio in North London. Thank you. Woodville Records album A Requiem. It's the Alan Barnes Octet featuring Josie Moon, who reads appropriate poems. Appropriate in that the title for this album came to Alan Barnes on a damp night in November 2017 in Grimsby, and seeing men in shop doorways at night time in wet sleeping bags. And he wondered how many of them were veterans of our recent military conflicts. And he wrote A Requiem. That song, Dark at the Edges by itself, doesn't mean much, apart from being a lovely piece of music, that is. But it needs to be heard in context with the rest of this album. Recorded May 2019, Alan Barnes, baritone and clarinet, Mark Nightingale, trombone, Dean Masser, tenor, Neil Yates, trumpet, Gilad Atzmon, soprano and alto, Pat McCready, guitar, Dave Green, bass and Seb de Crom, drums. A short vocal now.
Smile, though your heart is aching. Smile, even though it's breaking. Though there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by. If you smile through your pain and sorrow, smile and maybe tomorrow you'll find the sun is shining through for you. Light up your face with gladness, hide every trace of sadness. Although a tear may be ever so near, that's the time you must keep on trying. Smile, what's the use of crying? You'll find that life is still worthwhile if you just smile. If you just smile, you will just smile. Smile.
We do feature the singing of Kate McGarry from time to time. She has a truly wonderful and emotive voice. Not all of her work can be classed as jazz. She's very versatile. But she did graduate from the University of Massachusetts Amherst with a degree in jazz and Afro-American music. And this Durham, North Carolina, July 2012 recorded album is a mixture of many styles. It's called Genevieve and Ferdinand. Genevieve being Kate's middle name and Ferdinand, well, sorry, but I don't know the significance. The guitarist is Kate's husband, Keith Gantz. Maybe it's his nickname. The song, Charlie Chaplin co-wrote it, Smile. Next, a J.J. Johnson song, Kello. Thank you. I've just looked up the roster of big names that pianist Frank Strazzeri has accompanied over the years. Sims, Getz, Pepper, Chet, Billie Holiday, Kenny Dorham, J.J. Johnson, and on. Consummate professional. He'd been the house pianist at various clubs, plus at World Pacific Records. Here in Hollywood, May 91, he's joined by John Hurd, J.C. Hurd bass, and Lawrence Marrable drums. That was Kello, a J.J. Johnson compo, as I mentioned earlier. Next, a bit of a diversion. It's very intense. It's very dense. I love the mandolin and occasional guitar playing of Chris Thiele. You might remember the excellent work he did with Brad Meldow, both recording and touring. On this occasion, he's paired with bassist and occasional pianist Edgar Meyer. Together, they wrote all the songs on this early 2014 recorded non-such album, Bass and Mandolin. sensible title, short and pithy, and they avoided the trap I fell into of saying bass and occasionally piano, mandolin and occasionally guitar. And I wish I hadn't said it now. We heard Tarnation. Next, Ken McIntyre. A Rudy Van Gelder June 1960 recording session with Ken McIntyre as the leader. He's on alto here, but flute on some tracks. Eric Dolphy is credited as being on alto as well, but is on flute or clarinet elsewhere on the album, which, as we heard on that Ken McIntyre compo, Low Tier, can't be right, as one of them was playing flute. Oh well, between them, alto or altos and flute. Walter Bishop Jr. piano loved his solo. Sam Jones bass and Art Taylor drums. This was McIntyre's second album as a leader. Both were on the new jazz label and recorded just 4 weeks apart. But after that, the gaps between LPs lengthened to 2 years, then 11, and then a sudden spurt of five albums in the mid-70s and one final one, a live recording in France, in 1990. One of the reasons for this erratic recording schedule being that he did spend a lot of time teaching at a number of universities. He himself graduated with three different degrees. Next, Jeff Colella.
Thank you.
Isn't that just the loveliest song ever? Hoagy Carmichael's Timeless Skylark. And eventually published in 1941. It was originally based on a Bix Beiderbecke cornet improvisation, but it wasn't until Johnny Mercer added lyrics that it gained some airtime. Here it's played by Jeff Colella piano, Trey Henry bass and Kendall Kay drums in LA in, I think, 2016-ish. I've just remembered we did feature Colella a couple of weeks ago as a co-leader with Putter Smith. Good to hear him again. Ellington time, and we're going back to 53.
Clarinet, Willie Cook trumpet.
It's June 53 and it's an NBC radio broadcast from the Blue Note in Chicago. The Ellington Orchestra is in a transition period. A few of the oldies had retired, and in 51, the dramatic departure of Johnny Hodges, Lawrence Brown and Sonny Greer. Ellington recovered by raiding the Harry James Band to recruit Willie Smith, Juan Tiso, back in the band, and Louis Belson. But by 53, Smith and Belson had moved on. But Ellington brought in a wave of big names and youngsters. Willie Cook and Clark Terry in the trumpet section. That gives an amazing lineup of Cook, Terry, Cad Anderson, Ray Nance. Another newcomer, Quentin Jackson, trombone, making it Jackson, Juan Tiso and Britt Woodman in the trombones. Paul Gonzalez on tenor had joined in 1950, and the band was swinging again. And never more so than when Johnny Hodges rejoined in 55, of course. If you listen to the experts, they will deride the 53 band. Sounded brill to me. We heard the old fave Creole Love Call, but without the wordless singing. Next, piano, bass and, vocal percussion and embody rhythm. Aaron Goldberg, piano and leader, Matt Penman, bass and Leon Parker, drums, vocal percussion and embody rhythm, recorded September 2016 in New York City. You're probably like me. Drums, we understand, of course. Vocal percussion, we heard, even if we hadn't heard that phrase before. But embody rhythm, all one word. I've Googled it, but to no avail. Was it that thigh-slapping sound? And if it's not his thighs, we really don't want any more information anyway. The song was Poinciana, and the next one is Frosted, and the leader of this April 2007 recording date is the bassist from that last song, Matt Penman. Matt Penman, the bassist, is also the leader on this Fresh Sound New Talent album. Matt Penman wrote all the songs and produced the album and stars, together with fish and fishing boats, in most of the photos. The CD is called Catch of the Day, hence the fish and boats. That song was Frosted. Seamus Blake on tenor, a bit. Aaron Parks, piano. Eric Harlan, drums. Time for another vocal.
He tipped his hat and took a seat. He said he hoped he hadn't stepped upon my feet. He asked my name, I held my breath. I couldn't speak because he scared me half to death. Buzz, buzz, buzz with the buzzer. Blah, blah, blah with the reed. Stop, stop, stop with my heartstring. As he started to blow, then I started to know how it feels. When the universe to leave, I took hold of his feet with my hand, and as if it were planned, he stayed on with me, and it was grand just to stand with his hand holding mine to the end of the line, to the end of the line, to the end of the line, to the end of the line.
Trolley song. Originally sung in 1944 by Judy Garland in the film Meet Me in St. Louis, but for us jazzers, best remembered for the Dave Brubeck Quartet's 62 version. The singer was Barbara Long, a very talented girl from Chicago. How talented, you ask? Well, she'd completed the full program of the Illinois College of Music and graduated with special honors in piano studies by the age of 12. She went on to study cello and harp, and after high school went on to the DePaul University and then Wright College, where she mixed with the jazz crowd and took up singing, as they already had a pianist and didn't need a cello or harp in their amateur group. But she only made this one solitary LP, Soul, the voice of Barbara Long on Savoy, Jan 61. But she went on to become the lead singer in a group called Hiroshima and later Babs Matters. Nope, me neither. On Trolley Song, it's Booker Irvin tenor, Billy Howell trumpet, Nat Phipps piano, George Tucker bass and Al Harewood drums. We had a diversion earlier. Oh, here's another.
Thank you.
No, not jazz at all. The fabulous Brighouse and Rastrick Band, conducted by David Hurst and featuring the cornet of Alan Morrison. The title of this Hot Label CD is The Man with the Golden Cornet. The song, actually only from 57, although based on a much earlier 1854 song, The Braes of Balquhidder, by Scottish poet Robert Tannahill. Now it's Wild Mountain Time. I must admit, I always thought it was called Will Ye Go, Lassie, Go. Lovely, lovely song. Love brass bands. But yes, we have had much more than our fair share of diversions this week. So back to the real thing. And it's our closer, the National Jazz Ensemble, a fluid big band, but packed with serious names. Tom Harrell, Jimmy Nepper, Rod Levitt, Ben Aronoff in this 16-piecer. It's May 77, and it's Louis Armstrong's crowd pleaser, Strutting with Some Barbecue, orchestra directed by Chuck Israels. As ever, really hope you've had fun listening and forgiven me for that blatantly non-jazz song. Hope also you'll be back with me, Mike Wynne, again next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care, be well.